Imagine one seat for four people.
Ethel, will you stop complaining?
Well, it's true. They're not very roomy.
They're roomy enough. It's just that you're roomier.
Well, it's not so bad now that Lucy's not here.
Yeah. Where'd she go?
Just out to stretch her legs. Honestly.
What's the matter?
There's a man out there leering at me. He's a typical masher.
Lucy, why is it that every time you get on a train, you start imagining things?
I am not imagining things. I know a masher when I see... There he is now. Now, Ricky, don't lose your temper.
Why should I lose my temper?
Aren't you going to beat him up?
What for?
For?
Oh, honey, calm down. He didn't do anything.
Well, he was thinking. Where was I sitting?
Right beside me.
Where?
Gee, it was there a minute ago. Come on. Get over, Fred. Come on, get over.
Get over.
Let me get my dress. Come on. Such a train.
Fred, what time do we get to Rome?
10 o'clock.
Oh. Well, that's only just about one more hour. That won't be so bad, this torture.
Well, I mean, that's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What?
You mean we have to sit like this all night?
Well, it's only 13 more hours.
If I could only reach you, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Fred, why didn't you get us berths?
Well, it's cheaper this way.
Oh, fine.
Well, as Ricky's band manager, it's my job to
save money.
I appreciate that, Fred, but you got to draw the line someplace.
Oh, we're lucky he hasn't got us hitchhiking.
Will you stop yapping?
Oh, 13 more hours in this sardine can.
The sardines were better off. They got all that oil to wiggle around with.
Let's try to get some sleep, huh?
Sleep?
Oh, Lucy, it's no use. We gotta have more room. This is all Fred's fault. Let him stand up. Fred? Fred? Wake up, Sleeping Beauty.
You couldn't wake him up with a stick of dynamite.
Hey, I got an idea. Hey, look, there goes Gina Lola Brigida.
Where? Now, what's the big idea?
Well, you got us into this. You can just stand up.
Ethel, I'm not going to forget this.
Oh, honey, help me. I can't move.
Here,
Oh, dear.
May you never play the violin again.
Where are we? Where are we?
We're just pulling into the station.
Oh, come on, Fred. Help him with his bags.
Here, I'll take this. Give me that one.
Honey, there's that man again.
Yeah, he's looking kind of funny at you.
I told you he was a masher.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Excuse me, senor. I am afraid I have given the wrong impression.
Yeah, well...
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Vittorio Filippi.
Vittorio Filippi?
Yes.
Vittorio Filippi.
I produce films here in Italy.
Oh, yeah!
Oh! Are you the Vittorio Filippi? Oh, I've seen all of your pictures in America, and they're just wonderful. They're so realistic and earthy.
Thank you.
Well, we better introduce ourselves. My name is Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo? Yeah. Well, I read you were traveling in Europe.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
yes. That's nice. Read it on paper.
That's right.
And this is my wife, Lucy.
How do you do, madame?
And Mrs. Mertz.
How do you do,
Mrs. Mertz?
And Mr. Mertz.
How are you, sir?
Nice to see you.
I shouldn't have been staring at Mrs. Ricardo,
oh,
really.
Oh, that's all right.
But you see, she happens to be just the type I need for a new picture.
Who, me?
Yes. Tell me, Mrs. Ricardo, have you ever considered acting?
Has she ever considered acting?
Well, the calla lilies are in bloom again. Really, they are. I mean... Oh, those calla lilies. Mamma mia, they got the...
Very nice, indeed. Look here, Mr. Ricardo, here's my card. If your charming wife would be interested in auditioning, call me, please. But do it soon. You see, we start production in a few days.
Ah, yeah.
It was very, very nice meeting all of you.
Thank you.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Goodbye.
Arrivederci. Poor man.
What are you doing? Huh? I'm getting in the mood for my Italian picture debut. Arrivederci, mio amore. Arrivederci.
Have you seen it?
Seen what?
The Colosseum. Oh, isn't it magnificent?
It's nothing, Rick.
Nothing?
Smaller than the Yankee Stadium. Joe DiMaggio would have hit 80 home runs in that hat box.
Oh, what can I expect when I expose him to culture? Come on, Lucy, take a look at it.
I saw it. Listen, there's a big article about Vittorio Filippi in here. Oh. And pictures of some of the actresses he's discovered. Aren't they earthy?
Wow.
Oh, I don't think those Italian actresses are so much. Not one of them's got her hair combed.
Well, they look great to me.
If I let my hair go like that, you'd never let me hear the end of it.
Honey Bunch, if the rest of you looked like that, I wouldn't care if you were bald.
Do you like earthy women?
What's earthy?
That.
Well, we don't call that earthy in Cuba.
Oh, what do you call it?
We have five words for it. Ay, 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 ay. Come in.
The hangers you called for, Signorica.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Signor Bellboy. Would you translate the story for me on Vittorio Filippi? I don't understand the Italian, you know.
Sì, con piacere. It says here, Signor Vittorio Filippi has announced the starting date of his newest picture, which will be called... Hi-yi-yi-yi-yi.
How about that?
same thing in Italy.
Scusi, signora. The name of the picture will be Grappolo Pungente.
Grappolo, what does that mean?
It means bitter grapes.
Bitter grapes?
Si.
Oh, what else does it say?
The picture will be filmed in color and will be shot in and around Rome.
Uh-huh. Go on.
That's all there is. È finito.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Belle bambine, tutte queste qua, come sono belle.
Would you like to take the magazine with you?
Oh, grazie.
You're welcome.
Ay, ay,
ay. Gee, did you hear that, honey? It's going to be called Bitter Grapes. I wonder what part they want me for.
Oh, you're probably going to be one of the bunch.
Very funny. Gee, I gotta find out about the grape vineyards. How the workers act, what they do there.
Lucy.
There must be some grape vineyards near here someplace.
Lucy.
I bet I can learn all about them in a couple of hours.
Oh, no, you don't.
Why not?
Look, honey, Italy has enough problems already. I don't want to have to worry about you lousing up the entire grape industry.
Oh, all I want to do is soak up a little local color so I'll know what I'm acting about. What could possibly happen to me?
Well, I could answer that, but we're only going to be here 10 days.
Oh.
Come on, Fred, let's check the theater.
Okay.
So long, Fred. See you later.
No funny business. Promise.
All right, all right.
All right. See you later.
Come on, Ethel, let's go.
Go where?
To the grape vineyards. Where else?
You promised Ricky you wouldn't.
I did not. I promised him no funny business. Soaking up local color for acting purposes happens to be a very serious business.
Oh, brother.
Besides, the only reason he doesn't want me to go is because he doesn't want me to be in that picture.
Now, don't start that he doesn't want me in show business stuff.
Well, he doesn't. How could I find out where the grape vineyards are?
Just look in the yellow pages of the phone book.
Operator, would you ask the bellboy to come up to 605, please? Thank you. I'll ask him where they are.
So you find a vineyard. What are you going to do about the fact that you don't speak Italian?
I know a few words. What I don't know, I'll shrug.
How can you shrug a conversation?
Ethel, you have been in Italy for a week. Haven't you learned anything? What does this mean?
It's wonderful.
Right. How about this? Who knows? Very good.
Don't cut the spaghetti. Wind it around the fork.
What's this?
Ooh, I give up. What is it?
Get me a large pizza. Come in.
Si, signora, you sent for me?
Yes, I'd like a little information, please.
Si, signora.
I'd like to know a little bit about the wine industry, how they make the wine, how they pick the grapes, and how they press the juice out with their feet. Are there any grape vineyards around here?
Well, there's only one little town called Turo where they still make wine like that. You know, all other wineries are modern. They use big machinery.
Oh, well, where is this Turo?
Oh, it's right on the outskirts of the city.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Prego.
Turo. You want to come along?
No, thanks. What am I going to tell Ricky when he asks where you are?
Tell him anything you want. I have nothing to hide. Tell him the truth.
Okay, I'll tell him the truth.
Don't you dare!
Assolutamente, povera gente, la raccolta è stata buona.
Sono stata a vederlo ieri sera.
E chi è questa qua? Ma chi l'ha mai vista? E tu, che viene dall'altro villaggio? Ma che c'ha questa?
Vedi che è andata a raccogliere l'uva senza il fazzoletto e il sole ci ha dato in testa.
Silenzio, silenzio! Oh. Mettetevi in fila! C'ho tanto lavoro stamattina! Fate silenzio, presto! In fila!
Ehi, non spingete!
Indietro!
Rosa, Teresa, voi lavorerete nel tino! E voi anche voi andate nella vigna! Presto, presto! Andate a lavorare, presto! Subito, subito! Andate, subito! Aspetta, aspetta un momento. Io voglio che tu lavori nel tino e tu, Rosa, vai nella vigna.
Ma perché?
Perché? Guarda, guarda quei bei piedi, sono larghi come una pizza e potranno pigiare tanta uva. Andiamo, andiamo, andiamo. Andiamo subito. E che vuoi da me? Che vuoi, che hai visto? Vai a lavorare, tu date il lavoro, subito, vai a lavorare. Cammina, queste donne come le...
Ehi, tu, vieni qua. Tu lavori con me nel tino. Frigati, lava di più. Quest'anno l'annata è stata molto buona, la raccolta è stata buona e noi due dobbiamo pigiare tutta quest'uva. Sbrighiamoci se non vogliamo restare qui fino a stanotte. Fa presto.
He's coming over. Where is she?
Where is she?
Ethel, where did Lucy go?
Where did Lucy go?
Would you stop repeating everything I say? Where did she go?
Well...
Ethel, did she go shopping?
I promise not to tell.
Did she go around sucking up local color?
Sucking up local color? No, I don't think so.
Ethel!
Yes!
Mira que tiene cosas que se lo voy a repetir, que no, no se metiera más revolico aquí en Italia, señora.
She only did it because you were trying to keep her out of that movie.
What do you mean, keep her out of that movie? I just don't want her to go around and get herself into trouble again.
Really?
Well, why would I ask Victoria Felipe to come over here if I didn't want her in the movie?
Why, that's right. Sure. Now, don't you worry about it, Ricky. She just probably picked a few grapes, and she's on her way home right now.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ma insomma, vuoi lavorare o no?
No, I'm a coach.
Poverina, e che crede di pigliare la paga senza far nulla? Andiamo, lavora! Oh! E che te credi?
Signor Ricardo, I cannot wait any longer, really.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. She's going to be awful sorry that she missed you.
Oh, she's so anxious to be in your picture.
I'm sorry, but you see, I have to go back at the studio. I'm
late.
Well,
wait just a few minutes longer. But, just a few.
How can I? What do you do?
You have to excuse the way I look, but I've been working in the grape vineyard so I could get the proper atmosphere for working in your picture.
Boy, when it comes to soaking up local color, you don't mess around.
Lucy, why don't you go wash that blue stuff off?
I tried to. It won't come off.
But, Mrs. Ricardo, I'm afraid you misunderstood. You see, Bitter Grapes is just a symbolic title. The picture has nothing to do with the grape industry. And besides, you see, I had you in mind for a small part as a typical American tourist visiting in Italy.
Oh, well, fine.
Oh, it isn't fine at all. You see, we're shooting the scene tomorrow morning in color, and I couldn't take a chance that you would be back to normal by then.
Well, couldn't I be a typical American tourist who was homesick for America, and that's why I'm blue?
Oh. No, I'm sorry.
Well,
really.
Could I be a typical American tourist who fell in a wine vat?
No.
Oh, please, I'll do anything. I'll dye my hair. I'll do anything.
Mrs. Ricardo, please. You know, the part isn't big enough to go to all that trouble. Really.
Well, it's very nice of you to come over, Mr. Felipe.
It was very nice meeting you.
Thank you.
I'm awfully sorry, Mrs. Ricardo.
I'll shave my head. I'll wear a mask.
No. Goodbye, Mr. Mercer.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Mercer.
Goodbye.
Just a minute. Mrs. Mercer, would you be interested in playing that part?
Would I?
Good. Then report tomorrow morning at my studio at 8 o'clock. You are a typical American tourist if I ever saw one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes. I'll be right there at 8 o'clock. Oh, imagine me in an Italian movie. This is only the beginning. I may end up being a star.
Arrivederci, mio amore. Mio amore, arrivederci.
Thank you.
Vittorio Filippi was played by Franco Cossaro. The bellboy was Silverio Lomenico. The two women were Teresa Torelli and Rosa Barbato. And the boss was Ernesto Molinari. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.